So Katie apparently has is finding great joy in something that she even thinks most people will think is ridiculous.
It's so lame. I bought myself a new vacuum cleaner.
Finally, Katie. God. Finally.
Yeah, Katie texted me the vacuum cleaner and a photo of it. I'm like, what?
Now Jason's got two.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get it now.
I am such a nerd, but this has been giving me such joy that even my husband was out of town when I bought it. And so when he got back into town, I'm like, Ben, you have got to see. So I gave him a full demonstration on how awesome
oh, I'm sure he
this
loved
vacuum
that.
Is. He was like pushing it around. He's like, oh, okay, nice.
His own little infomercial right there.
Oh, he's nice.
It was so good. I don't know what's happened to me. I really don't.
Katie was so excited that the one person on the show that she thought would be just as excited because I'm probably more anal.
Yep.
Is me. And she sent me a picture of, this is so exciting, and a photo of the box.
In fairness, she read that right.
Yeah.
You were the one to send it to.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I knew. Nobody else was going to care at all. No, I would probably just get made fun of, which is fine. That's fine. But I knew that if anybody was going to take some joy in it, that it might be you. But instead, Jason wrote me back and he goes, what's so great about this one? I heard that Dyson's the best. Let me just tell you something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go.
I've had not one, but two Dyson, mm-hmm. and they both are
I love the Dyson.
Not me.
The Dyson is so much easier to navigate usually. Now, maybe the Sharks are better now.
So you got?
Yeah, I got a Shark. Okay. I got a Shark. I've had a Shark before, and I had some other something. And we've had two Dysons. One was like the stick Dyson.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But for some reason, well, I don't know if it's because I don't know what the deal. Maybe it's not was not great for a pet. I don't know. But they both have lost their charge. They do not hold a charge, and it's so annoying.
So you've been in the middle of vacuuming.
Yes, and it's every time.
Oh, you mean that it didn't go long enough?
Yeah, and it just died.
You can get Dysons that the battery goes way longer, but then you're starting to get into the $700
range. It's very expensive. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's $700 for a long battery with Dyson. And if you look at what a Dyson vacuum is, it's made out of like plastic and, you know, a metal tube. You're paying $700 for that. It probably cost them $5 to make.
Well, and nothing makes you more mad than if we did not spend that amount. We always bought the Dysons on sale, but it drives me crazy because we don't ever get the warranty.
Right.
You know, I don't know if people normally do that.
I don't.
And then both times the battery just stops. And it will not recharge, or it'll charge for a little bit, and it'll say it's full, and then it just doesn't, and it drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I got the Shark, and it was on sale, and it was great.
Where'd you get it?
Specifically for having pets. I got it at Target, and it is normally like a $400 vacuum. Got it for $2.29.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So I feel pretty good about it.
Does it work well? Because one of the biggest complaints about these vacuums, when it comes close to the edge, it doesn't. It's too...
Oh, no. This is a good one. And my biggest complaint with a lot of the vacuums, we have a dog. Dogs smell bad. And especially when all their pet hair's around and their dander, whatever. Then the vacuum picks up that smell and then you can't get it out. This one has like allergen and odor something. And it has a little disc.
Like sprays it out?
Yeah. Like odor technology.
Let me ask you a question.
Hype.
You seem so excited about this vacuum. And yes, I do like really good vacuums.
And I know I'm such a loser, but I don't care.
Would you be upset on your birthday if Ben got you that?
Yes.
Oh, you would be?
Yes. That is a household item.
Would you just see? All right. How about your anniversary? You both.
Yes. No, he cannot get me that as a gift.
No. Not separate gifts. But if you both say, hey, let's get something together.
Oh, well, then fine. If that's what we've decided.
But
if he's giving me a gift and we have not decided it, it better not be a
vacuum. Because one of the most offensive gifts I've heard to get a woman, even though you would think that's, you know, they handle vacuums a lot. that would be a vacuum.
I want to fight you on that, but I can't because I just bought
like,
it myself.
Here's a vacuum and some lube. Like, what are you trying to tell her?
I would say take the lube and the vacuum and go take care of yourself because that'll be the last time you get any from me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
what
plus,
I would say.
Why would Katie get on her birthday if she can just buy it on a Tuesday?
Yeah, I just bought it on Tuesday.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
As a gift to somebody, no.
No.
If we've decided.
You can't buy a chore for somebody.
No, if that's a household gift.
Right.
You know, now, there have been some weird things that I've wanted that may, like a, I don't know, maybe I've wanted a new duvet cover or something that most people would say, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ben,
you want that
Ben
for your
would
birthday.
Not care.
But if you ask for it, that's different.
Right. I did not ask for the vacuum. I just had had enough.
Yeah, frankly, I think my wife got a steam mop one year for Christmas from somebody, but she specifically said, I want this steam mop.
If you pick it out yourself and you're...
That's different.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think it's the reason why I wouldn't mind getting a vacuum for myself like that is because in my eyes, I'm thinking, oh, good. I don't have to spend my own money on something that we need.
But if your wife's getting it for you, it's the same difference.
It's the same diff.
I wouldn't mind.
But it's still coming out of the same account.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Now, if it's like a friend that did it, like,
we have separate accounts, but it's both our, like, she can, whatever she's, it would come out of our household account to pay our bills. So that would affect our bills.
That's why I say household gift.
But here's the thing. Let's say Carol got me a different gift and it came out of the account. Then I know we need a vacuum. Now we just spent double the money. That's why I'm like, well,
yeah, I see.
There's certain things you need.
I just think chores as gifts or gifts for chores is not great unless you ask for it.
This one, this vacuum, also comes with this like tiny attachment that is for your keyboards and can also be used in your car. I was like, oh my God, it does everything.
Can you bring it to work? I'll use it.
I could.
For my car.
I could. Yeah, it's great. So I'm excited. And I also realized that I like the kind of vacuums that have the washable parts. A lot of vacuums don't have one, but now you can certain ones you can wash, and so that makes it better for pet hair too.
Okay.
If you need advice on how to buy a vacuum, let me know.
What's it called for people that are interested?
Oh.
I Googled it, but it's like pet something.
Yeah,
hold on.
Let me pull up my picture I sent to Jason.
You know, a lot of people with pets, and most people have pets, and they're like, to get something that works.
Yeah. It is called the Shark Rotator Pet, the Liftaway ADV.
Okay.
I can post a picture if you want.
Katie's not getting paid for this, by the way.
I'm not. I'm just super excited about brand new vacuum. Yes.
So let's add this to the list, Jason.
What is that called again? Say that again.
It's the Shark Rotator Pet, the Liftaway ADV.
Okay. So it says the best shark vacuum for pets is the Shark Ultra Cyclone Pet Pro Plus.
I think that's like $500. I'm not spending $500 on that.
Yeah.
No, this is on sale.
So let's add this to Katie's list. So we have, she likes the library.
Love it.
You like Farmer's Almanac.
Mm-hmm. And the Farmer's Market.
The Farmer's Market.
Mm-hmm. I like Mahjong.
You like Mahjong.
Really big into crossword puzzles.
Crossword puzzles.
Reading.
Reading.
Vacuuming.
Vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What, a newspaper.
Newspaper. Loved the newspaper.
Newspaper
is a big deal. Magazine still.
Uh-huh. I am who I am.
It is.
That's a good looking vacuum.
Thank you.
One
Thank
sexy
you,
back.
Yeah. Thank you.
It is odd when you get older, the different things you're excited about.
Oh, sure.
If I was in college, I
what?
I didn't even own a vacuum.
Yeah. No.
We were packing for college. I was not bringing my vacuum.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, let me ask you a question, Katie. Do you have any carpet in your house?
Just rugs. Just rugs. Everything else is hardwood.
Okay. That's, yeah.
There's the keyboard thing. Oh.
Yeah, see? Oh, look. Oh, Matt. Only, I mean, I don't have a discount code for you or anything, but.
You can bring it here to get all these keyboards clean.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Well, congratulations on your vacuum.
Thank you very
God
much.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
And your family.
Thank you.